This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. And all week we've been talking about energy in our Power Trip series. And today we thought we'd drill down into some of the water cooler wisdom, I say that with quotes, surrounding energy. And we're going to do some myth busting with Matthew McDermott, who is an alternative energy writer for treehugger.com and planetgreen.com. Welcome and good morning, Matthew.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
A lot of listeners wrote to us, called in to us, wondering about office buildings, you know, leaving the lights on all night long.
Sure.
And some people wondered whether or not you actually conserve energy by leaving the lights on versus turning them off and then turning them on.
Right.
True or false?
I would say false. The main thing is, I think that probably came out of the myth that there's a small surge of energy that when you flip on the light. And the thing is, that exists, but it's so minuscule that it really has no effect on it. If you're going to be leaving the room, shut them off. I mean, there have been studies that have shown you can save significant amounts of energy by shutting the lights off at night. It's a simple step. And granted, there's some places that people are working all night, so you may be thinking that they're just leaving the lights on, no one's there, but you should shut them off.
So truly, our listeners are right. All those lights on is just wasting a ton of energy.
If nobody's working, yes, 100%.
Okay, how about cloth diapers? Are they better than disposable?
That's a more complicated one. Yes and no. Depends on depends on where you are. There have been studies done that show that cloth diapers and the disposable diapers, actually, the amount of energy it takes to launder the cloth diapers is about equal to making and disposing of the other ones. So it comes down to where you live. If you're in an area that has severe water stress, say in California or the West Coast someplace, you're probably better off going with a disposable biodegradable diaper rather than the cloth, because you're using more water and energy to wash them. But if you're here in New York City or someplace where water isn't such of an issue, maybe the cloth ones are better, because the disposable ones are going to take an awful long time to biodegrade.
Oh, that's so interesting, because you certainly hear people say, no, don't use disposables because they're plastic.
Right. It's definitely an issue that's based on local circumstances.
Okay, and how about washing dishes? Is it better to wash dishes or to run your dishwasher?
We just looked at this one at Treehugger, actually. And again, it comes down to how many dishes you're washing. If you're using an entire load of your dishwasher, that's far more efficient in terms of energy usage and water usage than washing by hand. However, if you're only doing one or two, you can probably get away, less energy and less water doing them by hand.
Okay, so fill up that dishwasher.
100% fill up the dishwasher. You're going to save energy.
And speaking of filling things up, this one was actually a stunner to me, which is the freezer more efficient when there's more things in it? And the answer is yes.
It is indeed.
Explain that.
It is indeed. From what I gather, it's more efficient when it's full, because all of the frozen items in it actually help it maintain the temperature.
Uh-huh.
So once everything's up to that cool temperature, I should say, down to that cool temperature, it maintains the temperature better.
Matthew McDermott, thank you for joining us this morning and busting a few myths for us on energy.
Thank you very much for having me.
Matthew McDermott is an alternative energy writer for treehugger.com and planetgreen.com. So you got a few choices. If it's a few dishes, wash them in the sink. If it's a lot of dishes, put them in the dishwasher.
You do.
And turn those lights off.
Definitely.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.